7th terror attacks with somber tributes, volunteer projects, and a new monument to victims. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Here in New York at the World Trade Center, thousands of victims' relatives, survivors, rescuers, and others are gathering at a solemn ceremony. Nearly 3,000 people died when hijacked planes slammed into the Twin Towers, the Pentagon, and a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. That's where President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are joining an observance at the new tower honoring victims, while Vice President Mike Pence is attending a ceremony at the Pentagon. I'm Julie Walker.
And along the East Coast, residents, first responders, and government officials are preparing for devastating winds and rain as the result of the approaching Hurricane Florence. National Hurricane Center specialist Dave Roberts says Florence is still a Category 4 hurricane.
In terms of the storm surge, you can look at possibly up to 4 to 6 foot above ground in the Carolinas and about 3 to 5 near the North Carolina-Virginia border, and again, including the inlets there.
The manager of Jimbo's restaurant in Wilmington, North Carolina, Rebecca Siegel, says it's hard to find the essentials needed to ride out the hurricane.
The shelves are bare and everybody needs water and gas cans and food, and I'm going to send my son to Lowe's to stand in line for a generator for 6 hours today.
Mandatory evacuation orders are in effect. At least 20 people have been killed in a suicide bombing in eastern Afghanistan. Officials say the attacker detonated his explosives amid a group of people staging a protest against a local militia commander in eastern Nangarhar province. The demonstrators were gathered on the highway between the city of Jalalabad and a border crossing into Pakistan. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is responding to the release of a new best-selling book about U.S. President Donald Trump